Back at Hawk Stadium, Mike Blackwell along with Jared Robinson. Zach Peterson providing us with the stats at halftime. Both teams who are left getting ready to run back out onto the field for the second half. And, hey, if you'd like to receive a copy of tonight's game, remember, please give our office a call at 512-965-9969. I know Jared always gets a copy so that he can hear his voice as he drives to work and back the following week. So
I just sure got a, that. I got a message just a second ago. Weatherly, a friend of mine, Weatherly, is literally listening on the patio at Torchy's Tacos in San Marcos. I'm not sure if
all
I need
right.
to be jealous about that or happy that they're listening.
That is great. Save me a taco.
Do you think they bring us one?
No. No. I don't.
Straightforward answer there.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Texans back out onto the field and stretching and running around and getting ready to go. And I think you're right, Jared. I think that the Texans are going to try to open up their offense a little more. And they definitely want to hold on to the ball more for a longer period of time than they did in that first half here, trailing it 13-7 against the Hawks.
Well, and like you said a minute ago, trailing 13-7 and literally probably only having the time of possession at a high end, say 5 to 7 minutes.
Right.
And only trailing 13-7 again, getting the ball coming into the second half here. Somewhat of an idea in your mind that the Texans are going to, obviously we talk about all the time, make adjustments coming out of half. Coach Warren does such a good job of that, so we do look forward to seeing what the Texans come out with here as they come out of the helmet that you were talking about on the field and ready to go.
And a good thing, hopefully after this game we're talking about another Wimberly win, and we can talk about how this maybe in the long term is a good thing for the Texans to play a competitive game. They haven't had a really overly competitive game this season, and if they do have the goal of pushing it as far as they can into the playoffs this year, this can only help having a hard-fought game like we're seeing here tonight.
Well, and even think even further past this. Like you said, if they come back and they're able to come back and get a victory out of this, this is a situation that we're going to fall in the next 4 weeks, 5 weeks, when Navarro comes to town. Navarro's obviously coming to Wimberly. We talked about it in the pregame and in the original. This is Navarro's offense. Canyon Lake
exactly.
has got Navarro's offense. That's no secret to anybody if you're here watching the football game and if you're listening. There's three running backs pretty much on every play, and confusion is what they run off of. So seeing this before you see a Navarro team that Wimberly always has a tough game against is nothing but a bonus if Wimberly can come in here, step up, figure this offense out from a defensive standpoint, and obviously come out with a win.
And a reminder, of course, tonight's game is not a district game. District starts next week, so you can get beat tonight 150-0, theoretically,
That's right.
It has absolutely no effect on the district standings, obviously. Now, you lose 100-0, it kind of hurts your feelings a little bit. So,
yeah, it hurts stats a little bit.
But
and Saturdays are never fun when you lose 100-0 going to practice.
No.
The weight room, some reasons, the doors are opened up and the music's already on when you get there.
Yeah.
Thinking, okay, it's time to go to work.
Ready to go. Lorette now is going to kick the thing off for Canyon Lake. Texans will be moving from our left to our right. Stover is deep along with Gavin Martinez. Let's get it on. 24 more minutes of football to go. Canyon Lake leading it 13-7. Let's see if the Texans...
Do we onside kick here?
Put a comeback together. No, but it's a pooch kick. It's going to be taken right at the 39-yard line, and that's a really nice job by the up man, Cooper McCullough, who called the fair catch at the 40-yard line. First down and 10 for Wimberly.
Boy, and you can't hit that one on the head more because obviously it brings in two things. One, they can't impact you if you've called a fair catch. And two, that's a young man, Cooper McCullough. I believe he's a sophomore for Wimberly. And so a big play right there to be able to start the offense, only 60 yards to get to the end zone from the 40-yard line for the Texans.
A lot of poise was shown, for sure, for the sophomore. All right, here's our first look at the Texans' offense here in this second half. Weeks will give it up the middle to Carruthers. Nothing doing. No running room at all up the middle. Stopped at the line of scrimmage. It'll be second down and 10.
And we kind of expected them to come out with some of the runs and trying to maybe take away that time of possession ability for the Canyon Lake Hawks. Again, that's such a swing in their favor that they've had. We did expect the Texans to come out and run. I'm curious to see here on 2nd and 10 if they decide to maybe run some sort of an out-and-up pattern, or if they continue to kind of the short passes.
A lot of D-backs in the game for the Hawks. Here's the give up the middle to Carruthers, and he's going to be corralled after a pickup of four. And quickly the Texans are in third down situation at third down and six. Looked like Carruthers was just getting ready to step out of that tackle there, Jared, and somebody pulled him down.
Yeah, it looked like guy got right underneath him and just got him right around the ankles. And Carruthers has run out of those so many times that you just never know when he's going to pop out of them. But a big third down here for Wimberley coming out of the half. So much momentum to carry.
Third down and six. Weeks throws it out right side. It's Stover. He's going to have to meet one man, and he does. To the 50. Flag on the play. To the 40. Down the right sideline and out of bounds near the 30-yard line. Let's see what the flag's all about.
They're going to call holding on Wyatt Mann right here, and this lineman is, wow.
Yeah,
we'll stop there.
they're going to come back and bring the ball back. That's too bad because Stover, he had one man to beat as far as a one-on-one tackle, and he did so. And then when he got another 5 yards or so down the field, that's when the flag came in.
It's going to end up being right at, if maybe a one-yard gain, truthfully, on the penalty. Okay, it's an 11-yard penalty. My fault. I guess they don't mark it off. I guess 10 yards is marked 11 yards now because he started back here at the 46 and made it all the way back to the 48.
And they're going to put it at the 43 of Wimberley.
Oh, 43, I'm sorry.
So
yeah.
It'll be third down and seven. They got to get to the 50 for the first down.
Yeah.
Big play for the Texans. Let's see if they can convert here. Kipris in the backfield with Carruthers. Weeks takes the snap. Back to throw. Screen pass. Got blockers. It's Kipris to the 50. Kipris to the 45, to the 40, and down to the 39-yard line is Guy Kipris. First down, Texans.
That's a big gain right there. Almost 15 yards, right at 15-yard gain. Good screen right there. Good job. Moss and Guy really squeezed up right in the middle, and Guy, being the smaller of the two, just squeezed through that left tackle position and was able to get out there, and as soon as he had the opportunity, he was gone. He was a big, big gain right there on third down for the Wimberley Texans.
They're going to spot it at the 40-yard line of Canyon Lake.
17 yards.
9:56 left to play in the third quarter. Texans trailing 13-7, but on the move. Here's Carruthers, left side, to the 35, to the 30, left sideline, 25-20, he might go. They won't catch him. Touchdown, Moss Carruthers, 40 yards, and we're all tied at Canyon Lake.
And dare I say, as I read my phone right now, I got a message, and J.P. Donnelly says, I'm calling it, touchdown Texans. And We may want to think about bringing him up here and putting a headset on him and maybe a straight line to the coaches. Good call right there by him and a huge play by Moss Carruthers.
Here's Coles now and problems with a snap. Snover's rolling right. He's going to throw it into the end zone and incomplete. So a failed extra point attempt for Wimberley leaves it at 13 apiece. 9:40 left to play in the third quarter. You're listening to Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for this Texan football broadcast is provided by RE/MAX Real Properties, Allison J. Harwood Broker. Services for residential, farm and ranch, and investment properties in Wimberley and the surrounding Hill Country. More info at remax.com/Wimberley.
And by AMM Collision Center, specializing in complete body and paint repair for residents in Austin and the Texas Hill Country. Four locations, including in Dripping Springs on Highway 290, west of the light at Sunset Canyon. More information, including hours of operation, online at ammcollision.com and by phone at 512-894-3888.
Well, mission accomplished for the Texans offense. They took the ball out of the locker room and scored a touchdown to tie the game at 13 apiece. It looked like Stover had trouble getting that hold down on the extra point. At any rate, he ended up with the ball and scrambling right and threw it up into the end zone, and it was incomplete. So Texans fail on the conversion. 13-13. Here's the kickoff. Taken at the 25-yard line to the 30. I think that's Chacon on the return. He gets it out to the 31-yard line, and that's where Canyon Lake's offense will take over.
And that's the furthest back that Canyon Lake has been all night. Usually we've seen them around the 40-yard line. Really, both teams have started about the 40-yard line pretty much all game. So Texans have an opportunity right here. They're going to give it to him on the 31. Texans opportunity right here to kind of shut this door and, like you said, continue and keep that momentum into their favor right here as they come out of the second half and a big score.
Clock is at 9:35 remaining in the third period. Fulton will give it to St. John up the middle. Maybe a yard. He falls forward, but that's it. Second down and 9. St. John hasn't been nearly as effective since the first quarter here tonight.
And we talked about it earlier. Texans have done a good job. Doug Warren's done a good job of adjusting to this running attack that Canyon Lake has. You said it early, really midway through the first half, that obviously he is going to make some adjustments, and he did, and it's been very positive so far.
Second down and 9 now. Canyon Lake will turn and give it to St. John again. Powers his way forward to the 35. They're going to actually mark it at the 36, so it'll be third down and 5 now. Again, Texans have tied the score here early in the second half.
And this is the slowest we've seen them play as far as, usually they're getting up at the line and they're going, and they're making changes right now, and offensive linemen just came in, so.
Third down now, they need 6. Fulton, might have been a broken play. He scrambles out right side. He's going to be swarmed under. And that Wimberley Texan fan base on that far sideline pretty fired up right now. The momentum is definitely on the Texan side of the field here now, Jared.
Yeah, they're going to call that a 1-yard gain, so it's going to end up being 4th and 5. And, I didn't get a chance to watch earlier, but they are going to bring a punter out and give it back. I was going to say, this is an opportunity right here. If Canyon Lake misses this, the Texans are going to cash this one out for sure.
And I believe this is Fulton who's the punter. Yeah, he's going to be standing at his 25. Gavin Martinez, we haven't called his name a lot tonight. Gavin, if you've got a return in you, now would be a good time for it.
Excellent punt.
Here's the punt. It bounces at the 23-yard line, and Martinez picks it up at the 21. Right sideline, 30, 35, 40. Steps out of bounds. A late hit on the sideline. There's flags on the ground, but that was thrown before the hit. And I'm telling you, Martinez got hit well after he stepped out of bounds.
He's 2 steps out of bounds, but this linesman over here, surprise of the world, is going to call a hold. That's his 712th holding call on the night.
And I am stunned that they hadn't thrown a flag for the hit. Nice job by Martinez. That would have been a tremendous punt. It was rolling around near the 22-yard line, and Martinez picked it up, scooped it up, and hit that sideline so fast. And he stepped out of bounds, and after he was stepped out of bounds, he was popped on that sideline. But again, I believe the call is going to be, no, they're going to call a motion penalty against Canyon Lake and then a holding against Wimberley. So it's going to be
shocking.
Offsetting penalties. Let's see where they mark it now.
Shocking. The linesman calls a holding against Wimberley.
And they're going to look like they're going to spot it around the 45. I don't know if Wimberley wants them to repunt or not here. They're talking about it. Martinez remains very deep at his 20 to return the punt. He probably wants to return the punt again.
Well, if they're going to kick it, they're not going to kick it from our 47-yard line. The
no, they
original line of scrimmage was their 31, so why the refs are huddled here unless they were just going to have first down and go with it. There's a 5-man quesadilla contest in the middle right here.
And this is one of those instances where both coaching staffs are doing that whole obligatory coach palms up sign. Like, what's going on? Can somebody tell me what's happening? Neither side really knows what's going on.
Typically offsetting penalties, first down Texans from wherever the last of the spot was, and we're just not going to call the late hit.
Certainly it would be good field position for the Texans here around the 45-yard line. Looked like he stepped out at about the 43.
Yeah.
But at any rate.
And they're going to, whatever they're going to do, they're going to start it from the 46. So
the official is over on the far sideline, the head official, I should say, talking to Doug Warren.
Offense is coming on the field.
So it looks like they've sorted it out. And Martinez is frustrated. He's like, I wanted to return that punt again. Gavin hadn't had the ball enough to suit him. He likes to have the football so that he can score and run and dance and do his whole Gavin Martinez thing. And at any rate, it's going to be offsetting penalties now, and they're going to put the ball for whatever reason at the 47-yard line of Wimberley. So that's good for Wimberley. Now, and actually, they're going to spot it back, and they're going to walk off the holding penalty, even though it was offsetting penalties. Well, I have no idea what's going on. It's at the 36-yard line of Wimberley, though.
And they said it offsides is declined by Wimberley. Holding against Wimberley is assessed.
I've never seen
that in my life.
Ball is at the 36-yard line of Wimberley. After all of that, 7:27 left to play. We're tied at 13. Weeks, the quarterback. Trips on the far side. Carruthers, the running back, going to flip it out left side to Stover. Gets a block to the 40, and he is able to get it to the 41-yard line. And that'll be a pickup of 5. It'll be second down and 5. That was a good-looking play there. Stover was able to catch it and do a pretty good Julian Edelman imitation.
His feet are so fast. You've heard me call him Twinkle Toes before.
Yeah.
He wears bright shoes sometimes, but he does have unbelievably quick feet. And a big gain right there, 5 yards on first down.
Second down and 5. They're going to give it to Carruthers up the middle. He's maneuvering. He's got the first down and more. Still on his feet. Nice run by Moss Carruthers. He gets it out beyond midfield to the Canyon Lake 49-yard line. Move the chains. New set of downs for the Texans.
And Moss is on a mission right now. I mean, he's a guy who three times was hit on that play and thought he was actually down just past the first down. Ended up getting 4 or 5 more yards. So I don't know. It's a man, that young
great
man's
effort.
Running hard tonight.
Great effort by Carruthers on that run. First down and 10 from the 49. Weeks will carry it himself. Not sure he wants to. He's getting wiped out in the backfield, Jared. That looked like it might have been a busted play or some miscommunication or something. Whatever it is, it's a loss of 3.
Yeah, it looked like an option play right there. He could even hand that one to Moss up the middle, and they crashed Moss immediately. And just a good job by the Canyon Lake interior defensive line penetrating into the backfield, and no options. JoJo did pull it, tried to make a little bit out of nothing, and ended up losing 3 on that one.
And this is the best-looking defense we've seen out of Wimberley opponents this year. There's no question about that. They've done a nice job.
Yeah, no doubt. For the amount of offense that Wimberley puts up, we see it so many times. It's much, much more.
Throw it out left side to Krebs, but it's going to be diagnosed. That's going to be a loss of 4 or 5 back at the Wimberley 44-yard line. That's going to set up a 3rd and very long for the Texans.
Yeah, and I said it earlier, Krebs has got to do a better job of catching the ball and getting up the field. He seems to catch it and wants to run parallel for about 6 steps. And on that one, if it's a play where he takes it, turns around, and goes upfield, it's a huge gain with his speed. He's got so much athletic ability that he's going to look back at the film and they're going to say that one, hey, man, you got to stretch that ball up the field a little bit more. But a big 3rd down here for Wimberley as they've kind of taken that momentum. They need to keep it and maintain it.
3rd down and 17. Rolling right is Weeks. Throwing right, caught by Stover and then dropped. Incomplete. Wouldn't have had the first down anyway, so it'll be a 4th down. And now Wyatt Mann will come in and punt the football away with 4:49 left to play.
That's a tough series right there. It's a, you do get the turnover, you get the punt from Canyon Lake. You get the ball back, and all of a sudden you really don't even advance it that much. You end up losing some area once you get penalties into it. So not the greatest one, but this defense has stepped up in the second half, and they're going to have another opportunity.
Here's Mann now. Luttrell is deep, and they're going to blow the whistle prior to the snap. They're going to call a motion penalty against Wimberly, and back Wimberly up another 5 yards.
Oh, delay a game. I was going to say, how is it off?
He caught motion. It wasn't delay a game.
I heard the announcer say delay a game, right. And I looked over, and the clock was it still at zero, but, it's sometimes your guess is as good as mine.
That's right. Man now is going to be standing at his own 25 to punt the football away. See if the Texans can get a turnover here.
Great punt.
It's a great punt by Mann. They're going to let it bounce. And it rolls around. It looks like a Jared Robinson 9-iron. It just kind of dies there on the green. That was a good job. Down to the 23-yard line. So, Wyatt Mann, somebody give him a high five over there. That was a good job.
Unfortunately, that's about as far as I hit my 9-iron.
That's
well.
It. About 65 40 yards. Yeah. Nice job by Mann.
That's a good punt. Wind, we talked about earlier, being a factor in this game. You guys can hear it in our mics a little bit. And to throw off a good punt right there and obviously get them back almost near the 20-yard line, flips the field for the Texans, allows your defense a little bit of leeway for a play right here.
Tie score, and now Canyon Lake will take the football. It'll be Micah St. John, the fullback, up the middle, and he's able to push forward for about five. Let's call it second down and five. Well, he and Carruthers, if you like solid north-south running, then you like this game here tonight with St. John and Carruthers.
No doubt. There's an excellent running game. Both sides, excellent running game tonight.
No doubt.
It's been a good football game to watch.
4 minutes left, clock running. Tie score, 13-13. 4 minutes left in the third period. St. John is going to get it again. Big hole. He's got the 35, the first down. He's able to step off about 9 yards out to the 37-yard line. It'll be first down now for Canyon Lake. Spotted at the 37. Clock continues to move at 3:40 here in the third period. Hawks on the move. Bolton will give it to, I think that's Ruiz now, up to the 40-yard line. That's a pickup of three. It'll be second down and seven now for Canyon Lake.
That's actually Jacob Ruffus. He's the guy that I've got a highlight here. I've been waiting to see him. He's got a touchdown on the year for Canyon Lake. And I watched, I was watching some previous games for Canyon Lake, and he's got some explosiveness. I think that's his first carry. I don't believe we've called his name before. Jacob Ruff, number 32.
No, we sure haven't. 5'9", 175-pound junior.
He's got some explosiveness, and I was looking for him, but I hadn't seen him yet, so that's his first carry.
Second down and seven. Flags come out as the ball is snapped. This is a good run. I think this is Ruff again, and he's carrying the pile forward, but we'll see what this flag's all about. It's thrown on this side of the field. They get the ball all the way down to the Wimberly 45-yard line, but I think this is going to come back. We'll see.
That was Jacob Ruff again. Two good runs back-to-back right there. Well, almost looks like it was thrown in the area of defensive offsides. It was.
That's what the call is. They're going to decline that, of course, and go ahead and keep the carry on the books. Spotted at the Wimberly 46-yard line, so couple of first downs here by the Canyon Lake offense here with 2:37 left to play in the third period. Precious few possessions left for each team. Both of these teams taking time off the clock here, Jared. Every play counts from here on in. First down and 10. Give up the middle. The fullback's got running room. 40, 35, 30. Inside the 30, down to the 29-yard line. Move the chains again. That's Micah St. John. First down, Canyon Lake at the Wimberly 30-yard line now. Again, tie score at 13.
Kind of have reverted back to the original Canyon Lake that we saw in the first two drives, really, that they had so far, just being able to produce and move the ball right down the middle of the field.
First and 10 at the Wimberly 30. Give left side. That's Ruff again, I believe. And he is stopped, though, after a gain of two. down to the 28-yard line. That was Chacon on the carry.
Big pop right there by Matt Mitchell. To really
yeah, I heard Zach over there say, ooh.
Yeah, big pop right there by number 34, Matt Mitchell. He looked like there was a lot of space. There was, unfortunately, as I watched that play develop, there was a lot of white shirts that were on the ground. Good blocking up front, but nobody decided that Matt Mitchell, probably 6'2", off that right-hand side, was going to come in and make that play. Chacon felt it.
Second down and 8. St. John up the middle's got the first down into the red zone to the 19-yard line is Micah St. John, and Wimberley's defense is reeling a little bit on this possession here, Jared.
Yeah, it's a again, I said a second ago, they're just kind of reverting back to the Canyon Lake that was originally in those first two drives. Wimberley's got to change it up, figure out what they were doing earlier to stop towards the later part of the second half, second half right there to stop this Canyon Lake drive right here.
First down and 10 from the Wimberley 19-yard line. The give, St. John again. Nope, that's Rupp again, and he gets it down to the 13-yard line. That's a nice pickup of 7. It'll be second down and 3. Well, you're right about that. Where's Ruff been all night? He's pretty good.
I'm
looks like he's pretty good to me.
He was one that I watched. I watched several times on film, and he ran with some authority for his size and just didn't seem in that first half. We saw Ruiz several times, Chacon. He's running with some power right now, there's no doubt.
Second down and 3 now for the Canyon Lake offense. The give up the middle, I think that's Ruff again. He's going to be short of the first down. He picked up maybe a yard to the 12, and it'll be third down and 2. I'm hesitant to call it four down territory. They tried a
field goal, yeah.
A longer field goal. At any rate, the third quarter comes to an end. 13 for Wimberley, 13 for Canyon Lake. We're through three quarters, 12 minutes remaining. You're listening to Wimberley Texans football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for Wimberley Texan football comes from Ball Brothers Painting, providing professional drywall and painting services for commercial and residential homes and remodels. Information online at ballbrotherspainting.com or at 1-800-PAINTING.
And by Onion Creek Volkswagen, featuring the new 2018 SUV for high school sport families on the go, the all-new Tiguan. And the classic Volkswagen Beetle for the 2018 graduate. Information on the Onion Creek Volkswagen inventory online at onioncreekvw.com.